Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. Nick Sorrell along with broadcast producer John Sally back in the River Studio. It's time for the second half of basketball between Cordova and Unalakleet. The number 3 seed Cordova on top by 5 after one half of play. We'll be back with that second half inbound in 1 minute on the River.
I can feel it. My ancestors speak to me, speak through me. Listen carefully.
It all heals me. I could feel it. It gives me joy.
I spoke to angels today. They said, look the other way. You've been blinded, and the sun's right next to you. You can't find it, not in a religious way. I talk to God every day.
Pursuit of what's contained within our history. Memories embedded, genetics are remembering, intersecting one another, universal synergy, synchrony I'm seeking, not wasting all my energy. Late bloomer to arrival, better late than never entering. Nowhere up my onions, cash crop like it's every spring. Fuel from the harvest, I can take on almost anything.
Only a fool claims to know God, usually mine, and always a fraud. Yeah, only a fool would claim to know God, usually a man, always a fraud.
Grateful for the fifth step, my soul was like its inlet. Legit, saw the light, had no worries for my missteps. Felt creator's power, felt in place.
Okay, I got you.
Kismet, place of perfect bliss, what I need.
Okay, you can
like
bring it back. Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. We are in the third quarter of the Boys 2A State Championship. We apologize for the technical interruption. There was a cell service outage for AT&T for about 5 minutes, and it is now 29-19. The Cordova Wolverines still leading the Unalakleet Wolfpack with 3 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The big forward for Unalakleet has just gone down to the low post and put up a short shot that was no good, but he was fouled. And so Isaac Smith now at the line to shoot free throws to trot into this 10-point advantage for Cordova. The first free throw rolls off the side of the rim. So again, the score currently is 29-19, Cordova on top in the third quarter. They have outscored Unalakleet 8-3 in the third. Isaac Smith's second free throw is short. And Felipe Jacob for Cordova goes up and gets the rebound. He will bring it up across half court. And boy, is this Cordova team completely different with him as part of their team versus when they're off. John Itliong, who's had a couple big buckets already, spins out of a double team, and they will call a foul. The Cordova fans are hyped after that one, and the Unalakleet faithful letting the officials know that they do not like the call. Fouls on Oliver Ivanov, his second. And then is now three on Unalakleet in the third quarter. Cordova ball, Itliong at the near wing. Inside, kicks it out, far corner. Bailey a three. That's off the side of the rim. And Isaac Smith goes up and gets the rebound. Up the near side, Bristol Burris driving to the cup. The shot too strong. Ball loose. Jacob, another rebound. Here comes John Itliong across half court. Pass into the corner. Bailey near side three off the back of the rim. Rebound to the freshman Joshua Smith and Unalakleet. With 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter, trail by 10 behind the Cordova Wolverines. A defensive foul as Ivanov was trying to do a little shake and bake and move to the far wing. And Blake Bailey comes in and throws a shoulder into him, and that's two on Bailey. And that is five on Cordova. So that puts Unalakleet in the bonus, and Ivanov will shoot free throws. He's 1 for 2 from the line. Made that in the first and the second quarter. Makes the first free throw. So the lead is 29-20 now for Cordova. Wherever you may be and however you may be tuning in to tonight's game, thank you for making our broadcast part of your night. Second free throw for Oliver Ivanov is up and in. And it is an 8-point game. Cordova on top. Unalakleet trying to chip away at the Wolverines' lead. Ball tipped up, contested, and Isaac Smith comes up with the steal. Paxson Comack up the far sideline. And now it's Ivanov again at the near far wing. Hands it off to Smith. Straightaway three is good. Joshua Smith makes it a 5-point game. And full court pressure in the backcourt. Itliong takes it up the far sideline, but he's going to need to get it across half court. And a timeout called by Coach Patrick Tuluk for Cordova. He wanted to prevent a turnover that would have really sent the Unalakleet bench and fans into a frenzy. Again, apologies for the technical disruption. Glad to be back here in the third quarter. A minute 14 remains. And a reminder that this boys 2A high school championship game broadcast is supported by Bristol Bay Native Corporation, sharing a promise to steward our region and our native way of life, always more than a corporation. Learn more on BBNC's website. It is Cordova ball. They'll inbound near side. Noltstein still full court press. Noltstein trying to get it to Itliong in the deep backcourt, and he'll race it up the sideline and just sneaks across half court. Now he goes underneath. Pearson at the low post. An easy short shot. And the lead is back up to 7 with under a minute to play in the third quarter. Ivanov at the right wing in the left court. Crossover, what a move, but he loses the dribble. Too good for himself even. Itliong, the steal, and he brings it across half court into the right court, standing in the logo, near side for Felipe Jacob. Felipe directing traffic from the wing, cuts toward the basket, outside the low post, has it poked away, and he'll chase it down outside the wing on the near side. Itliong takes it from him. He's guarded by Bristol Burris, who comes up blanketing him. Itliong sneaks underneath, goes into contact, kicks out. Jacob in the corner, floater on the baseline, up and off the back of the rim. Out of bounds, last touch by Oliver Ivanov. And this one will stay with Cordova with 13.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. A big bucket here would give Cordova all kinds of momentum. A steal could change the tide. Itliong to inbound, and a 5-second violation. Itliong unable to get the ball inbound in time. And now Unalakleet with 10 seconds to make a big bucket. Paxson Comack at the far wing, spins in the paint, goes up, right hand, floater, knocks it in. And that is the end of the third quarter. Unalakleet puts a period on a great third quarter. We'll be back after a minute with the final stretch on the river. Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. The stands are erupting in the break, but it's not why you'd think. It has nothing to do with basketball. It has to do with a big screen and Baby Shark. As everybody looking up at the big screen, trying to see themselves as Baby Shark plays over the PA. And the fourth quarter will begin with a steal by Unalakleet. Paxson Komak into the left court. He'll turn around in the far corner. Now he drives baseline. Turnaround jump shot rolls off the back of the rim. And the momentum swing potentially spoiled. Itliong with the rebound. He'll bring it into the logo in the right court. Spins in between the circles. Now to Felipe Jacob. Guarded by Isaac Smith. Cross court. That's Noah Pearson. Pearson on Bristol Burris. And he hands it off to Blake Bailey. Bailey trying to get out from underneath Soderstrom. Hands it off to Itliong at the far wing. Now Jacob into the far corner. Itliong takes the ball away from him. He'll drive baseline far side. Ball poked up and away and taken by Paxson Komak. A chance for Unalakleet to cut it to a one-score game. 31-26. Cordova on top. Soderstrom hands it off to Smith at the top of the key, and now Komak goes off screen, into the paint, into the corner, and around to the near wing for Isaac Smith. He'll try to turn around and go inside, nothing there. Hands it to Smith. Smith, far side, up and under, and the layup rolls off the rim, but the putback is off, tipped up, and Joshua Smith gets it, and they work it all the way around to the near wing and back to the far corner. Smith driving, spinning, going up from the block, shot off the back of the rim, out of bounds, but saved by Isaac Smith. Another offensive rebound. Paxson Komak back to Smith. Step back three, back of the rim, and saved from going out of bounds. Smith in the lane, fouled, going up to the bucket. What an indescribable series of events. Multiple saves. And Unalakleet playing like they are not ready to go home with a second-place trophy. Isaac Smith heads to the line. Smith is 0-for-2 from the line. Now he's not. He makes the free throw, and he's 1-for-3. The lead is cut to 4. 31-27. The big forward, Isaac Smith, still one more free throw to shoot. It's up and it's in. A one possession game, and Cordova needs an answer. Itliong across half court, in between the circles to Bailey at the near wing. Bailey down low for Felipe. Jacob up to Itliong, back at the top of the key, and he dials up a new play. Bounces it in. Jacob tries the baseline, cross court. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Komak a rebound. A pass ahead to Soderstrom, and he'll dribble it into the near corner in the left court. Joseph Smith Joshua Smith, Isaac Smith, drives right through the lane and lays it in. 4 points in the fourth quarter for the big man, and it's a one-point game. Felipe Jacob calling for support in the right court. Picks up the dribble, has to get rid of it. Now Itliong, he goes inside, and Komak picks his pocket. Joshua Smith up the far side to Burris, pushed up against the baseline, and he has to get rid of it up top. Isaac Smith at the top of the wing. Three-pointer for the lead! Isaac Smith puts Unalakleet on top, 33-31. And a timeout called by Cordova. Unalakleet is on their feet at the Alaska Airlines Center. A 1 minute break and we'll be back on the river. Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. The Cordova Wolverines trailing for the first time since the second quarter. A three-pointer for Pearson is short. And who else the rebound but Isaac Smith. Komak bringing it up the far sideline. A chance for the Wolverines, or for the Unalakleet Wolfpack, to take the, or to extend their lead. Burris, Soderstrom drives. Shot off the side of the backboard. And a foul called. That's going to be on Paxson Komak. That's two on Komak. And just one on Unalakleet in the fourth quarter. It'll be Cordova basketball. Pearson to inbound, full court press is on, or rather a soft press. And Unalakleet gets back. Itliong calling a play as he brings it across the timeline. Cordova trailing by two, 33-31. Komak pokes it into the media table. It will stay with Cordova. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Jacob takes the inbound pass in the paint, throws it out. Itliong at the near corner lifts a three. Bang! And Cordova back in front. John Itliong. A big three, and it's 34-33 Cordova. Joshua Smith in the left court. Down the baseline, gets rid of it. Komak at the near wing. Komak flips it up top. To Smith, hands it off to Joshua Smith. He'll work to the 15-foot line into the far corner for Toa Rock. Back up top to Joshua Smith. Hands it off to Burris. Burris, a straightaway three, shot blocked. And it goes right to Felipe Jacob. And now Itliong across half court. Spins to the far wing. And now to the top of the key for Felipe. And to the near wing for Itliong. Trying to spin away from Komak. Nothing doing. So he goes cross court, far side for Jacob. And Jacob hands it back. Under 3 minutes to play. 34-31. Unalakleet trailing Cordova in the fourth quarter of the 2A Boys State Championship. Jacob a three, rolls off the rim. Comac the rebound. Comac back the other way. A step back three for Isaac Smith is good. Isaac Smith, two magnanimous, huge three-pointers in the fourth quarter. It's 36-34. Unalakleet is on top. In the right court, Itliong a three, and it's short right to Comac. 2:05 left in the fourth quarter. The arena is on its feet. Comac hands it to Tomorrock, and he'll go to the far wing and now out toward half court in the left court. Itliong coming out to guard Joshua Smith, who hands it to Itliong. Comac. Comac to Tomorrock. A minute 37 now, and a timeout called. 1 minute timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break, back in 60 seconds on the river. Coming out of the timeout with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter, it'll be Unalakleet ball. Comac takes the ball. Far wing, dribbles inside, backs it out. A 36-34 lead for the Wolfpack. Comac driving off the glass. He makes it a four-point game. Paxton Comac. It's 38-34 with a minute 15 to play. Itliong drives baseline, is trapped underneath the rim. And the ball swatted away. It'll be an inbound play underneath the Wolfpack basket. Itliong on the near side, bounces it in. Ball is to Bailey, out. A three-pointer on the way and short. The rebound to Bristol Burris. And 60 seconds stand between Unalakleet and a state championship. And then Comac steps on the baseline, on the sideline. Coach Thurman Jack is incensed, and he better be careful so he doesn't get a technical. Call made by the referee Gallus. And a timeout by the Cordova bench with 57 seconds left. Again, this boys 2A high school championship game broadcast is supported by Bristol Bay Native Corporation, sharing a promise to steward our region and our native way of life. Always more than a corporation. Learn more on BBNC's website. Out of the timeout, we go to the final stretch, 57 seconds. If you're Cordova, that's all the time you have left to close the gap. If you're Unalakleet, that's all the time you have before you're a state champion. Itliong across half court. Top of the key, drives inside, jump stop, off the glass, shot is short. Jacob the rebound and the putback. Back to a two-point game. Comac pushing the pace. 38, 36, 35 seconds. And he is fouled by John Itleong. So Paxton Comac will go. No, excuse me, there's no bonus yet. That's just two team fouls on Cordova in the fourth. So they can be very aggressive here trying to steal, because you're not afraid to foul right now. Isaac Smith, the inbound pass. It goes into the backcourt. A steal. And Pearson, the drive. And he misses the layup. And Itleong, the foul. The tie was left on the rim. Noah Pearson had a steal and a breakaway. He took all of the lunch money from the Unilook Lead Wolfpack and he left it sitting on the rim. And now 25 seconds, a foul by Bailey, and that is four on Cordova. One more to give, or not to give, but one more before they put Unilook Lead in the bonus. Isaac Smith to inbound in the backcourt. And he finds Joshua Smith. Smith evades contact, and now he is fouled. He has two free throws. If he makes them both, it is almost a certainty that Unilook Lead will be the state champions. If he makes one, Cordova has some daylight. 18.5 seconds. At the Alaska Air Center, the Unilook Lead fans are on their feet. The first free throw is up and in. Joshua Smith makes it a three-point game. One more free throw puts this one nearly out of reach. It's up, and it's good. Two clutch free throws for the freshman, and a timeout called by Cordova. A full 1 minute timeout with 18.5 seconds. And Unilook Lead, who trailed by 10 in the fourth quarter, came surging back on the back of 10 fourth quarter points by the 6'1" forward Isaac Smith, who up until that point only had 2 points. He had 2 3-pointers that were absolute cold-blooded daggers from the far wing that put Unilook Lead back in front. 18.5 seconds remain, and the Wolfpack walking back onto the court out of the timeout. It'll be Cordova ball. Noah Pearson to inbound. He'll have Blake Bailey and John Itleong. And Unilook Lead showing a full court press. They have fouls to give. They can kill time. Nultstein pass underneath. Jacob pass tipped. Pearson in the paint, back to Jacob, under 10 seconds. He goes up, shot blocked, taken away by Isaac Smith, and he's fouled. There's only 3.6 seconds left. That's not enough time. The Unilook Lead Wolfpack, it is bedlam on the Unilook Lead side. And who else to come up with the rebound and the block but Isaac Smith? And Blake Bailey is fouled out. And the Cordova bench is a look of absolute mystified disappointment. They had a 10-point lead and a state championship within their grasp as Smith misses the first free throw. And they've seen it slip away in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. Smith at the line. Make, miss, it really doesn't matter at this point. It's off the side. Jacob, the rebound. He'll try and heave one at the buzzer, but it's futile. The Unalakleet Wolfpack are the 2A boys state champions. Your final score, Unalakleet 40, Cordova 36. Hugs from Coach Thurman Jack and tears as he embraces every one of his players. What a sensational game, and what a comeback by Unalakleet. They capture the crown, and they're the state champions. We'll be back in 1 minute with your post-game show on the river. Welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center. Player of the game for the Unalakleet Wolfpack. Who else but the big 6'1" forward, the senior Isaac Smith. Player of the game for Cordova. It's a tale of two big men as Felipe Jacob and Isaac Smith hoist their player of the game certificates. The final score, 40-36. Unalakleet outscoring Cordova 14-5 in the final quarter. And none had a bigger quarter than Isaac Smith, and that is why he stood center court and received his player of the game certificate. We are going to sign off here. It was a sensational game. Thank you for joining us. That'll do it for this broadcast. For John Sally back in the River studio, for the Unalakleet Wolfpack, and for the Cordova Wolverines, I'm Nick Sorrell saying good night and God bless.